Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I continue my conversation with Bob Shepard, market master of the Washington Farmers Market, about the upcoming first market on May 18th. This is part two of a two-part interview.
We look at the market as an incubator in a number of ways. It gives people a chance to try something that maybe turn into a business. Cheryl Salza started at the farmer's market here, and she's all over the state now. One of my favorites was the Lewis Family Farms had the Brighton Locker, and they used their own product to make just phenomenal brats and things like that, and they came to the market and sold them.
And if there are people that are interested in maybe trying the farmer's market as a vendor,
yeah,
how do they get involved? What do they need to do?
We try to make it as easy as possible. There is a fee, and we set the fee according to what we budget we're going to have to use during the year. And the fee is $3 a night, so it's not much. And we don't say $3 per table. It's your display. If you've got enough product to fill three tables, you can, and some of them do. Contact me, and that's it. By phone is 319-458-9396. And I'll give you further information. We are pretty open. It's what you make, bake, or grow yourself. We don't have a broker's market. We don't have a buy and sell market. You fix and make your own. It's a farmer's market. But we also have a Facebook page that is kind of cool. I put a lot of pictures of the market in and different things, and it's just Washington Farmers Market. I encourage people to try that because you get a real feel for the market that way. I really encourage anybody that has an idea to give it a try. That's part of the fun. You don't know what you're going to see up there. There's people come up and, you know, we've had people that sold rocks. They had engraving on them, but mm-hmm. they just sold rocks. And it was fine. And people bought rocks. And they're beside doorsteps now, you know. But in essence, we've made it so that you bring your table, you set up, you make your display, gives you a chance to decide whether you do want to do it, gives you a chance to see if the people will be interested. And you've got to remember, this is a very social market, and that's one of the first things I tell new people. People expect you to talk to them. Don't sit down in a chair behind your booth and expect them to come up and stand up, talk to them. It's fun. That makes it fun. And that's what we try to make the market, a family-oriented, fun, social event that you can get good produce at a fair price, fresh. Some of it's just still has a field heat in it. So excellent. But yeah, I encourage everybody to give it a try. It's really a lot of fun. There's one other thing. We are an integral part of the Iowa Farmers Market Association. I'm a past officer, and I'm still on the state board. And every year we have different areas we're going with. One of the new things right now that's actually coming out of Idells and we're pushing is called a Farm Watch. And it's because of sensitive crops, especially crops, bees, grapes, and all that kind of thing are very, very sensitive to a lot of the chemicals we have to use on our field corn and field beans. So this is a computer program, and you can target where your sensitive crops are. It's always available to applicators. We've got some other things we're looking at. State level, we're trying to work with we have a new industry in this area that's growing in leaps and bounds, and it happens to be our wineries that are connected to the grape vineyards and the breweries that are connected to the local restaurants and things like that. We want to make sure that we do the right thing if we invite them to do a tasting. We're not talking about them selling their product at the market, but be able to do the tasting. And the state's looking at it right now and trying to come up with a protocol and a step-by-step process we can do to allow that.
And the first market is coming up May 18th.
May 18th, 5 o'clock.
Do you have a thing on your list, that first thing you know you've got to go get, that first market?
Oh, we'll have lettuce and spinach, radishes. I know that they're available. There'll be a lot of asparagus. Gerald Freienberger is the grower that has been with us the longest. He was there that first day in 1988 when we first did the first market downtown in Central Park. He has an asparagus patch that is the envy of the Southeast Iowa, and he brings great asparagus, so that'll be there. I don't know as far as some of the other, whether we'll have peas, it's possible. Peas have been a crop that's been difficult to grow because rabbits like them.
Have you heard any word on rhubarb?
Rhubarb will be there. This is a fantastic year for rhubarb. My gosh, I've made so much rhubarb stuff and it just keeps growing. Rhubarb is excellent. We'll probably have eggs. Well, I know we'll have those phenomenal baked goods.
So really, everybody just needs to stop by that Thursday.
Oh, absolutely.
And every Thursday, because it changes.
5 o'clock, and it is. It's different every week. The thing about it is because you're making contact with the people that are baking and growing, you can talk to them. If you like tomato poppy seed loaf of bread, you tell them that, or dilly bread, we'll say. One of the bakers makes dilly bread that the recipe came from one of the people that live here in Washington. So that's how it gets started. You've got actual contact with the people that either make bacon or grow in it. And it's fun. It's fun.
That's been today's Washington Page with Market Master Bob Shepherd of the Washington Farmers Market, speaking about the first market of the year on May 18th. This is part 2 of a 2-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.